Now, I want to speak to Lawrence Arbuckle, who's with Bryson Energy. Lawrence, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Lawrence. You're less than impressed with the price of oil when it comes to Derry versus Belfast.
Well, we're less than impressed with the price of oil generally. Bryson Energy works across Northern Ireland. These figures were pulled out. We did a survey specifically in the Derry Strabane area for the local presentation to the local council. But what would really come out was the disparity in prices of oil between the larger loads and the small loads, which most people are obliged to purchase because their income's limited and so a lot of them are living in fuel poverty. That was the main lesson that came out. Of course, in the course of that, then we did note that prices were considerably dear once you moved west, and that would apply to all areas, you know, right down the country. So we were less impressed with that as well. But really, what we're saying is that the price of oil is considerably higher for the people who can't afford it, the people who have to budget, people who buy small loads, people who go out and buy drums of oil are really dear, even though the suppliers have absolutely no costs. The people come and pick them up in their own car, which isn't a very good way to take oil, to transport oil, if they add. But people are forced to do that. They're paying considerably more than you or I would pay for buying 500 litres and 900 litres and have it delivered to your door.
But is that not the same with most products? If you buy in bulk, you get it cheaper.
Well, that's the case, but we would be trying to encourage people to buy in bulk through local oil clubs and communities so as to try and force the price of oil down. But we're experiencing things where suppliers are charging extra for next-day delivery, £25 extra for a next-day delivery, and even charging more for a three-day delivery, which you would imagine would be quite reasonable most people. We just generally, Frank, feel that oil is an unregulated fuel. Now, there's difficulties involved in that, and we are bamboozled continually that oil, the price can change overnight due to international oil prices and what happens in the Middle East and the price of the dollar. But 68% of people in Northern Ireland use oil. It's actually higher in rural areas. It's something like 89%. So it's something that's not minimal here. You know, we're talking about the majority of households use oil, and it's too much to say that it can't be regulated. If I purchase my electricity in Strabane from any supplier, I pay the same amount per kilowatt as somebody pays in Belfast or Newry or Bangor or wherever. And we're just saying that it needs to be something similar brought in for oil. Now, there'll be a howl of protest from the oil suppliers about that, and we've heard it all before, but this affects a lot of people. And it's affecting people now in fuel poverty because oil has just in October when we carried out this survey, oil had just touched its highest price in 10 years at 60p. Now it's dropped back a bit in the last 2 or 3 weeks since we did that. It's down now about 55p in the northwest if you buy 900 litres, 51p in the east, Belfast if you buy it. And there's still a 4p disparity as well if you buy 500 litres between the northwest and Belfast.
And just briefly, Lawrence, how are you in terms of gas? Do you have the option there or not?
Gas is available, yes, but not in all areas. It wouldn't be as widespread as Belfast. Now, the gas pipeline has come through the 10 towns and is available in parts of Derry. And now there's gas to the west going as far as Strabane and on down into Fermanagh. But those are very early stages. Most people are still on oil. 68% of householders in Northern Ireland still use oil, and it's much, much higher in rural areas because obviously you can't have a gas pipeline coming up every road, so it's never going to happen. Gas would traditionally be slightly cheaper than oil. It's also a regulated fuel, so the oil regulator has to give the okay before prices can go up. But we've had prices on oil going up every day, you know, there, and people are really screaming. I was speaking to people at an event last week, fuel poor, who hadn't put their oil on yet this winter. Now, that might be hard to believe. Another lady said she has a oil tank at the back. She can't afford to fill it. Nice energy efficient house, but she can't afford to put her heating on, and she uses a 3-bar electric fire and to heat one room because she doesn't want to spend money heating the whole house. And that's the sort of stories we're getting day and daily from people in fuel poverty.
Lawrence, I'm going to have to leave it there, but my goodness me, it's just a reminder of how difficult it is for some people making ends meet when it comes to energy. Lawrence Arbuckle is Senior Manager with Bryson Energy. Thank you very much indeed, Lawrence.